Good morning to each one of you. Hope you're having a good and wonderful Sabbath morning. I'm just wondering, have any of you been ever to a forest? Show me your hands if you've been to a forest where they have lots of trees. You've been there? Places to hike? You've been there too? In fact, there's one really pretty close to here, isn't there? You can just go out that way and you get into a national forest. I want to tell you about a young man just about your age. And he was, well, I put me on the spot here. I would guess 8 maybe? Thank you. Jake was just about 8 too. Maybe just a teensy bit older, but he lived right on the edge of the forest. And he was the most fortunate of young boys because his dad had found this home, and it was above the town below, and then right in his backyard, if you looked up, 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 you saw the mountains. And he loved to go hiking and do all sorts of neat things. Sometimes his dad would take him, and they would hike up to the top of the mountain right behind them. And on the way, they were likely to see all sorts of fun things. Snakes sometimes, ones that were not a problem, and you could pick them up and hold them for a little bit and then put them gently down again and let them scurry away on their own. He had a friend called Rocky, a kind of a raccoon that would just, once in a while, he would see him down at the creek washing his paws and things like that. Once in a while, he would see a deer, and once I think he even got to see a bear. That was part of what a fortunate life he had. When he also had a backyard big enough that he had taken the time with his dad to do two things. They'd built a course for his bike so that he could ride around really fast. It had several jumps in it, and it had lots of curves and one place where he went through the creek. It was more fun. He was a fortunate boy. Sometimes his dad would take him like to the top of the hill, and he would stand there right on the edge and look down, and he could see even his house looked like a little house and the village down below. Everything was neat. In fact, Dad even took him out the back and worked week after week and built him the neatest tree house that he could climb way up into and sit and sleep if he wanted to, or lay there. And Jack would look out. When he was there one day, he was looking out and he was thinking, I'm a fortunate boy. So many neat things to do, so many wonderful things. And I can see it's so high in the backyard up to the highest hill. And the city down below looks so small. It's so big. And then he was in his treehouse looking out and he started thinking, you know, I'm fortunate. God has been so good to me. He's so big with his love, and he's so kind to me, and he forgives me when I makes mistakes. And I am a fortunate boy because God has so much love for me and so much mercy for me. Did you know that Jack wasn't the only fortunate young person in this world? Each one of you are fortunate like that. You may live on the edge of something neat to do, and you might get to walk neat places, and you might get to see things really high from a different perspective. But most of all, you have a God that really loves you and cares for you and has mercy for you. I'd like to share a verse in the Bible that talks about that. It's found in Psalms 103, verse 11. Listen to me very carefully because I'm going to have you say it after me after I read it through once. Not too long. As heaven is high above the earth, so great is God's mercy. Okay, let's say it together. As the heavens, say it right after me. As the heavens is high above the earth, so great is God's mercy. Isn't God good? Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for loving each one of us and making us special people to you and giving us so many wonderful experiences in life. We thank you most of all for being so big with your mercy for us and loving us so much. Don't ever leave us alone. Keep us together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now I think it's a special time for offerings. So if you want to pick up the things, we'll have the lamb's offering.